I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. In about 90 minutes, Air Force Two is expected to land in Salt Lake City, bringing Vice President Mike Pence for his talk about trade tomorrow morning. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live near Salt Lake International with more. Paul, how's it looking there?
Well, right now, Jeff, I do see a lot of police officers, heavily armed people that are here, making sure that the security is in place for Mike Pence's visit. So things look orderly here, but police say the streets of downtown could be pretty chaotic when he's in town because of rolling street closures tomorrow. Detective Michael Ruff says they do recommend that large trucks stay out of downtown if they can.
And some areas are a lot narrower, so it's a lot harder to navigate around. We even noticed that up on Redwood Road with our closure yesterday for our barricaded subject. Some of those trucks had a hard time getting turned around once they got into those areas.
The VP is trying to drum up support for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which the White House calls an improvement to NAFTA. Now, some political analysts say the vice president should have a receptive crowd tomorrow because many Utah businesses are trying to expand into neighboring countries. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Air Force Two is expected to touch down sometime shortly after 6 o'clock. KSL News Time 501, Utah's governor was sitting in this chair a few hours ago, reassuring us about medical marijuana. Maria Chaleos is here. You hosted Let Me Speak to the Governor this
afternoon.
That's
right, Jeff. Governor Gary Herbert weighed in on the medical cannabis issue as well as school safety. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs has more of the governor's comments.
The gov said green means go when it comes to medical marijuana in Utah.
I think we'll make sure that the product's available on March 1st of 2020 for those who need it.
He was asked about some Utah health departments fretting about being prosecuted for giving it out because of conflicts with federal law.
Yeah, I think it's an unfounded fear.
Herbert said none of the other states that already have legal medical marijuana have had problems, and we shouldn't either. The governor also said everything was on the table as far as protecting schools from mass shooters.
Whether it be single entry points, more resource officers, law enforcement patrolling halls, closing off the campus.
The governor also feels that Congress should look at the role that Hollywood and video games play in desensitizing us to violence. Several studies, including one conducted this year, suggest video games and movies do not increase aggressive or violent behavior. KSL's top national stories this hour. NATO officials say two U.S. service members were killed today in Afghanistan. There have now been 14 U.S. troops killed in combat-related incidents in Afghanistan this year. That is the highest number since 2014. ABC's Elizabeth McLaughlin has more from the Pentagon.
This all comes as America's chief negotiator with the Taliban resumed peace talks with representatives of the terrorist group, hoping to finalize agreements with the Taliban and Afghan government that could involve the partial withdrawal of U.S. troops. President Trump has said he wants to keep at least a small intelligence presence in the country to prevent the area from becoming a foothold from which to attack the U.S. Elizabeth McLaughlin, ABC News, the Pentagon.
President Trump today signed a law that will do away with the federal student loan debt of permanently disabled veterans.
With today's order, we express the everlasting love and loyalty of a truly grateful nation.
The president signing the presidential memorandum while speaking at the American Veterans 75th National Convention. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes says he's pleased by today's executive action and can't think of a more deserving group of Americans. He says it's the least we can do to honor their sacrifice and service. Controversy today involving the new cast of Dancing with the Stars. A main figure on that cast is speaking out. ABC's Alex Stone with details.
Most of the cast of season 28 is a usual group of actors, reality stars, and athletes.
It's the Bachelorette.
But there's one name getting much of the attention. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. The announcement was followed by a statement from the show's host, Tom Bergeron, tweeting that he had asked producers to avoid divisive bookings in this exhaustive political climate, and he thought they had all agreed. He wants the show to be a fun respite from politics. He ends by writing, quote, "We can agree to disagree as we do now, but ultimately, it's their call." Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Dancing with the Stars season 28 premieres September 16th on ABC. Other national stories KSL is following. Dozens of boats and more than 100 searchers fan out along the southeastern coast, hoping to find two fishermen that have been missing since Friday.
Justin Walker and Brian McClooney haven't been seen in 6 days. Monday, a civilian boater who's helping in the search for these two firefighters pulled an offshore fishing bag from the water near St. Augustine, giving authorities some direction. As of now, they say this is still 100% a rescue mission.
ABC's Pete Combs reports the search is becoming a race against time. Washington state judge ruled a civil lawsuit against the Department of Social and Health Services can proceed. The parents of missing mother Susan Powell sued the agency after Powell's children died when their father, Josh, blew up the home with a caseworker standing outside. The trial is scheduled for February of next year. We will be talking more about this during the KSL In-Depth at 5:45. KSL News Time, 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, crews have been able to get this crash out of the roadway and over to the left shoulder, northbound I-15, prior to Bangor Highway. But that is what caused the slowing back to the point of the mountain. Once you're past that, it's still heavy and slow, Draper to Midvale. We also have slowdown setting in westbound on I-80 between the 201 junction to switch off at Lake Point and SR-36. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:06.